Today's the deadline. If you are, if you want to apply for the subsidy that's offered through the provincial government's residential construction rebate program, the response to the program has been so positive that contracting companies have been booked solid and government had to bring in additional resources to help process the applications. Chris Forward, yes, he works with Harvey's Oil, but today he's joining us to the capacity of his presidency of the Oil Heat Association of Newfoundland and Labrador, and he joins us live. Good morning, Mr. Forward.
Good morning. Such a beautiful morning.
Almost too nice to be
talking about home heating.
Look, I don't want to offend you, but that's right. I'm not turning on the oil heat today, but I definitely have questions.
For sure.
So how busy have you been, or how big has the response been to this subsidy?
Well, our association really applauds the government for this initiative. I mean, it's great for the homeowner, for your primary residence. It's great for businesses like ours and building companies and that. So, yeah, the response has been overwhelming. Everybody knows that with a residential oil tank, there is a time stamp on it in which you need to replace it. So we've been seeing a lot of people that say their tank is not going to expire until next year, say, you know, why not? I can get 25% back. Let's get the job done now. So we've been booking well into the fall months, and that's a similar practice, I think, with many organizations in our industry.
And would you say that this subsidy is a badly needed shot in the arm?
Well, you know, people aren't taking vacations this year, so it's a great way to drive a bit of economic activity, you know, not related to the oil industry. A friend of mine was building the deck, and I think they had to order their lumber from Gander. So, I mean, it's great for the business community, and like I said, it's great for the homeowner to receive back some money on an oil tank or a high-efficiency oil-fired furnace.
And now it's called the Residential Construction Rebate Program. But
yes.
What types of projects have people wanted to take on through this?
Well, everything. I mean, the criteria says it needs to be your primary residence. So, I mean, it wouldn't be applicable if you have rental properties or whatnot. You know, decks, patios, garages, and even new home construction. So you can receive up to $10,000. You know, if you're installing a new oil tank, you're looking at between $2,300 and $3,000. So to get 25% of that back, I mean, that money goes a long ways.
And as the president of the Oil Heat Association here in this province, I mean, is this going to help businesses stay busy?
Absolutely. I mean, we're booking into the fall months, and you know, with oil tank regulations, I mean, there's a time stamp on it. When oil companies can no longer put fuel in the tank, and of course the insurance industry may drive a change out of a tank. So we've had to stagger, you know, the work, saying, okay, who needs the tank replaced today versus, okay, who needs, you know, who would just like to have it for the rebate. So we schedule accordingly to make sure everybody's satisfied.
And Mr. Chris Forward, I don't want to ask you specifically about Harvey's Oil, but I will ask, what are you hearing in general from, you know, the companies that you're representing as president of the Oil Heat Association? What are you hearing from them, and what are they hearing from their customers about this?
Well, similar to us, you know, I spoke to folks at North Atlantic and Ultramar, and the program is very well received. We actually wrote government requesting an extension to the deadline. So
wow.
We've yet to hear anything back. But, I mean, it's great. I mean, people, you know, everyone likes to travel, but this year is not that year. So why not spend the money on your home and put on a deck or install that new furnace or get that oil tank changed out.
And do you think there's time for government to extend it now as per your request?
Well, I'm not sure. I can't speak on behalf of the government. I'm sure they're quite
Fair
busy
enough.
Up there. But we had to go on the record of officially requesting an extension.
All right. Well, I'll have to call you back a little later on today to find out if there's any update. In the meantime, have companies been able to keep up with the demand for service?
Yes. I mean, you need to be a bit creative. You know, we've been quite busy. And from what I've heard, other organizations have been busy as well. And installing an oil tank or a furnace is just not like going to the supermarket and picking up a quart of milk. I mean, it's a full day's job. And, so you need to schedule accordingly. But everyone in our industry certainly welcomes the extra shot of economic activity in these times.
Oh, I bet. Absolutely. Mr. Chris Forward, I thank you so much for checking in with the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you for the opportunity.
On a beautiful day like this, that's Chris Forward, as I said, and he is president of Oil Heating Association for Newfoundland and Labrador.